Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Derek Broughton from Baumstark Broughton Law Partners in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Our firm primarily represents landowners on landowner issues, and we have represented landowners who have been impacted by WAS and really just by pipelines and that kind of development in general, both with respect to negotiating easements and eminent domain actions.
Okay. Let's talk about that a little bit. And, you know, I mean, for me, whenever I hear the word eminent domain, I always think of the railroad, you know, the original big bad wolf, if you will, which I didn't say that. I guess that was a term coined a long time ago. You know, where they come through and they argue it's for the better good and everything like that. Is that kind of the idea with the pipelines, is that it's for the greater good type of an eminent domain?
To some extent, yes. The legal test for eminent domain is that it has to be for a public purpose, or in other words, have a public benefit. But it has to be a public use. And so with pipelines, some of the larger interstate oil and gas pipelines, the justification for the use of eminent domain is because they're considered a common carrier, so it would be similar to Amtrak or Greyhound buses or something like that. I would take issue with that in some circumstances with respect to some of the pipelines. With WAS, I think it's a little bit different because the idea is more related to there being a public utility, so it's more along the lines of, you know, we allow the use of eminent domain to run, you know, power lines, things like that, and so this is the just running water lines to get rural water out to people. I think some of the concern that I've heard from landowners comes from the fact that at this point, a lot of this water is being run to well sites for oil and gas production and not to get folks in the country rural water anymore.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because as you were talking, the only thing that entered my mind was, boy, this is a gray area, sticky situation. Because one of the things that I've uncovered doing this feature on WAS and how it's impacted the oil industry is that the municipal demand for water is less than the demand for industrial water in some cases, or they're at least extremely close. So when I see something like that, that says we've gone beyond the original intent of this was supposed to be for the, you know, the citizens and the public, to where they've almost flipped the switch and said, you know what, we're going to be a business now. I'm still trying to understand this whole thing. Is that kind of where you're coming from? Is that the eminent domain is not being used as much for public good as it is for almost like business-like practices?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is my opinion, but I feel the same about the use of eminent domain for, you know, running electricity, for example. Certainly to get that out to folks in rural areas and so forth, I understand the idea of needing to run this transmission facilities, but what I'm seeing recently, the last 5 to 10 years, really the last 5 years, is the use of eminent domain to help the oil and gas industry. And, you know, you can make an argument that that's for the greater good because we're all driving cars and so forth, but there's a line there where you can still make an argument that it's for the greater good, but that doesn't mean you should be using what I consider a pretty serious exercise of the state's power, meaning using eminent domain to actually take land from people for the greater good. That's a step beyond just saying that something is for the greater good when you're actually going to use the state's power to take property rights from people.
Is this becoming more commonplace that you're seeing in the state? I mean, you're out of Bismarck, so you probably see it more than I do. This type of forceful government action, I guess, into particular industries?
Yeah, I do, and particularly the use of what they call quick take eminent domain, and this is just me being up on my soapbox, but I don't think that quick take eminent domain should exist, period, unless it's an absolute emergency, and I think that's being overused process is that, you know, we have one landowner, former state legislator, who's been very vocal about this, and his first notice that his land had been taken via eminent domain was when they showed up with heavy equipment on his property. And so I guess, yeah, I'll leave it at that. But I'm seeing more of it, and particularly with the use of quick take. It's such an easy, cheap process for WAS or for others that I think there it creates this perverse incentive to just use it because it's easier than talking to the landowner.
Anything that you think we left out, anything you want to reemphasize, anything that you want to add in there? So go ahead, the floor is yours.
Sure, I'll never pass up an opportunity to get on my soapbox. So I think that, you know, the issues with WAS are, to me, part and parcel of some larger issues and policy choices we need to make in North Dakota. And the way I see it as an attorney for landowners is that the farmers and ranchers were here 100 years ago living in sod houses. They're going to be here 100 years from now, and they're going to be doing what they're doing. And while the income from extraction industries like coal and oil can be a blessing for some people, I think that the primary policy decisions made in this state and in other states need to be to put the farmers first and support agriculture first above all else and protect the long-term sustainability of the land. And that always needs to be made a priority over our temporary extraction industries.
To listen to the full-length interview with Derek Broughton with Baumstark Broughton Law Partners, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Set the pot to boil and the dinner table was set. She had collard greens and a pot of baked beans, but she hadn't cooked the main course yet. Oh, it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay attention to. You might turn a blind eye on the world, but there's always an eye on you.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Should have seen it coming. A hatchet and a butcher block, but she was too wrapped up strutting her stuff to see the water was getting hot. Oh, it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay attention to. You might turn a blind eye on the world, but there's always an eye on you.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
Where you end up depends less on luck than what you do or what you got. So keep your head on a swivel, look both ways when you cross the street, 'cause this world is full of sharks and wolves, and all they ever do is eat. Oh, it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay attention to. You might turn a blind eye on the world, but there's always an eye on you. There's always an eye on you.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
Let's take a moment and talk about Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery. Davis Refinery, the first greenfield refinery coming to the United States in over 50 years, and it's coming to Belfield, North Dakota, right here in the Bakken oil field. Talk about addressing the need for local. Well, that's what the Davis Refinery is going to do. I mean, the Bakken right now produces more than 1 million barrels a day, and there is currently minimal refining capacity in the region, and the Davis Refinery will be addressing that need. Plus, the Davis Refinery will utilize North Dakota's energy resources and enable Meridian Energy Group and the region to realize huge long-term cost savings by eliminating the need to transport that crude oil to the Gulf for refining. For more information, check out davisrefinery.com or meridianenergygroupinc.com. That's davisrefinery.com and meridianenergygroupinc.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI Energy Services.com.